Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, it's your girl, Sister Faye, and today is Wednesday, October the 22nd, 27th, 2021. God bless you, and may he keep you in perfect peace. It's Wednesday, and two more days, it'll be the weekend. Wow. These days are flying by so fast. Amen, amen. I want to pray, keep continuing the Willis family in prayer, and I want to pray for all my sisters and brothers in Christ, those that are sick and shut in. I also want to remember those that have survived cancer and those that have gone to be with the Father that did not survive. Amen. Amen. I want to say, take care, women, take care of yourselves as well as the men. Men, folks, y'all can be hard-headed and don't want to check on yourselves about those things, but cancer do not discriminate. Amen. Amen. So my lesson, well, my word for today is among the redeemed, coming from Numbers chapter 23, verse 9. It says, there, a people dwelling alone, not reckoning itself among the nations. The nations. Okay. Who will wish to dwell among the nations and to be numbered with them? The Lord will have his people follow a separate path as to the world. We are set apart by the divine decree, purchase, and calling, and our inward experience had made us greatly to differ from men of the world. Therefore, our place is not with them, but in the narrow way where all true pilgrims must follow their Lord. This may not reconcile us to the world's cold shoulder and sneers, but our names are not in the same book. We are not of the same sea. We are not bound for the same place. Neither are we trusting to the same God. Amen. Therefore, it is well that we are not of their number. Only let us be found in the number of the redeemed, and we are content to be awed and solitarily to the end of the chapter. This is my word of encouragement today among the redeemed. Remember, we are not of the same seed, and we are not bound for the same place. Think about that. Read Numbers, or read the whole chapter, and not just one verse of it. Chapter 23, and not just one verse of it. My God, I want to be in that number. But as it is stated, that we may not be in that same number and in that same place. So stay close to God, stay firm in God's word, and continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Look around you today as things are coming forward. They are in your face. Some people don't understand why the things are going on today in the world, but it is. As Book of Revelation has stated, that we'll see a many of different things. And some of God's people will not even recognize what is unfolding in their face. So, with that said, God bless you. I'll have another word on Friday. Stay in the word. Stay alert. And see with your spiritual eyes what is going on. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I am Sister Faye. And God is God. 'Cause he loves. He first loved me so that I can love others. God bless you and may he keep you. God loves you with all of his heart. Amen. See you Friday. God bless.